This is BBC Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Richard Van Norden. We're from The Naked Scientists. In this podcast, we're going to talk about atoms and what they're made of. Richard.
Atoms are unimaginably tiny. 10 million fit inside a full stop. And although the word atom comes from the Greek word meaning indivisible, cannot be divided, we can now break them up further. At the centre, or nucleus, you have the protons, which are positively charged, and the neutrons, with no charge, huddled together. Outside, negatively charged electrons race around. If you were to scale up an atom to the size of a football stadium, with the electrons sitting in the outer seats, the nucleus would be smaller than a ladybird in the centre circle. It would be a very heavy ladybird, because nearly all an atom's mass is concentrated in its nucleus.
And how many different types of atoms are there?
Well, there are 92 different types of naturally occurring atoms, although another 20 or so have been made artificially. Each atom has a neutral charge overall, as its number of electrons is the same as its number of protons. So lithium has 3 protons and 3 electrons, and its atomic number is 3.
So what stops the electrons escaping if they're flying around the outside?
Well, the electrons are negatively charged, so they're attracted to the very positively charged nucleus, and the closer they are, the more strongly they're attracted. The precise details of how electrons behave are very complex and described by a theory called quantum mechanics, but we can make some useful simplifications which will help us with chemistry. The electrons seem to behave as if they're in a series of shells around the nucleus. The first shell can fit 2 electrons, the second can fit 8, then another 8, and then 18.
So the electrons in an atom can be in any one of these shells, or is there an order?
No, unless the atom is excited for some reason so it has lots of energy, the electrons will fill up the shells one by one, starting with the lowest. So if you have an atom of sodium with 11 electrons, the first shell will be full with 2 electrons, the second will also be full with 8, and there is 1 electron left over for the third shell. We say it has an electronic structure of 2, 8, 1.
Okay, so the electrons fill up the shells one at a time. So if I look at chlorine, for example, that's got 17 electrons. It'll fill the first shell with 2, then the second with 8. But that means there's 7 left over. So what happens next?
Well, we know that means it has an electronic structure 2, 8, 7. What does that extra 7 left over mean? Well, a full shell is very stable. The electrons don't need to interact with other atoms. That means that atoms with 2 electrons, 10 electrons, that's 2 for the first shell, plus 8 for the second, 18 or 36 electrons are unlikely to react chemically. They are the noble gases, in fact, helium, neon, argon, so on. They're extremely unreactive. But going back to your example of chlorine, you worked out that chlorine has an electronic structure of 2, 8, 7. So it's 1 electron short of having that full outer shell, which would hold 8. This means that if it can acquire an extra electron from somewhere, it will be very stable.
So it would just steal one from another atom, for instance?
Exactly. It would need to meet something like a sodium atom, which has its own structure of 2, 8, 1, so it has a lone electron in its outer shell. And when the electron moves from one atom to the other, you get a release of energy. So this reaction forms sodium chloride, or table salt.
So does this mean if you look at elements that are near to each other in the periodic table that they will react similarly or in the same way?
Yeah, well actually the periodic table tells us a lot about the electronic structure of elements and that will tell you how they react. So the periodic table is laid out by the element's electronic structure. So the group an element is in is the number of electrons it has in its outer shell. Chlorine, we saw, had 7 electrons in its outer shell. It's in group 7 in the periodic table. Carbon is 2, 8, 4. It's in group 4. Oxygen structure is 2, 6, it's in group 6. This means you can check how many electrons an atom has in its outer shell by seeing what group it is in on the periodic table.
So sodium, the example you mentioned earlier, has 1 electron in its outer shell, so that will put it in group 1.
Exactly, and the clever thing is that elements in the same group will have the same number of electrons in their outer shell, and that's why they're going to react very similarly.